Have you ever thought about publishing as if you were already dead? I recently read an article that proposed exactly that idea, and that kind of sparked my idea flow to go into this a little more in depth and think about what it would mean to do that. What I came up with was basically this thought pattern of, what if someone found journals or diaries from when you were really young? Or even if you are journaling right now, what if someone would have access to all those journals right now? Oftentimes, it is those moments which we don't really want to happen ever, ideally not even after death. But what is so bad about all of that? What is so bad about those moments that you were contemplating? I find more and more that it has to do with the discovery of self-questioning, insecurities. Maybe it's about an unanswered love story. Maybe it is about a breakup that never happened, but you were craving it for some time. All of these contemplations happen in our brains and also on our journals, in our diaries, and in private. But there's also so many other things that are expressed in journals and in private writings that are never actually published. And oftentimes, at least for me, I notice that I'm not publishing because I feel scared by the response. And I've heard multiple times from different people, I think Tim Ferriss was one of those people, if you're not scared before you publish something, if you're not expecting a certain backlash, or you feel vulnerable before you even hit that button, you probably shouldn't even consider publishing it to begin with. Those pieces of content where you are vulnerable, where you feel scared of being actually seen and heard, those are the moments that might be scary, but they're also the moments that are valuable because other people can experience much more out of that. If we all just create content that is relatively easy or obvious, then we are not really progressing in any way. If we look through the history of findings and explorations, many of those explorations and ideas were completely disregarding everything that was true at the time. But we wouldn't have progressed if those weren't published. So someone had to step up and actually do something about that. Someone had to actually take their initiative and take their writing to the public. Because that sparks inspiration, that sparks conversation and discussion, and a certain discourse that then can build the platform for new information, for new knowledge, and for exchange in a new way that wasn't possible before. But if everybody just keeps their own thoughts to themselves, nothing will ever move forward. So that's part of why I am doing these videos and doing my podcast and exploring new ideas and thoughts to bring them to the public, to have a conversation in the comments below and share what I do with my life and everything around it. I think it's incredibly valuable to step into an exchange of information, and even just the thinking and writing or talking about it will bring me already forward. Whether someone ever connects with me in the comments of my videos or on other platforms and in conversations doesn't necessarily matter that much. Because making myself think about something already changed what I thought about it. So with this exploration today, I want to inspire you to share your thoughts, your explorations more with the public. Whether you do that in Facebook groups, Twitter, write a Medium article, or upload a podcast on Anchor or any other platform, maybe you make a video. All of those things give, for one, you the ability to explore an idea and discover maybe some new thought patterns that haven't been there before. But it also gives other people the ability to stay in a conversation or get to a conversation with you and for you to see other viewpoints. Maybe there's harsh critics. Maybe there's haters. Maybe there's positive reinforcement. Whatever comes as a result of a discourse is something that wasn't there before. It is something that you can learn, you can understand, and build a bridge towards. And that's incredibly powerful. So with that, I encourage you to get into the conversation, share your thoughts about this in the comments below the video, or if you listen to the podcast version, there's a link that will bring you to the video version of this, so you can also join in the conversation to talk about this topic. And I'm looking forward to hear your thoughts on sharing more in public. And if you already do that, maybe you can share your website, your blog, your Twitter, YouTube in the comments below as well, so we can take a look and see what you are doing there. I look forward to stay in this conversation and deepen the conversation, maybe actually in a live type conversation at some point. I want to bring more of these explorations to the podcast as well as to this YouTube channel, to bring more in-depth thinking and explorations and also interviews. That's why I also start to reach out to people and make interview shows for the podcast especially, and see what other people think in all kinds of areas, to explore new thoughts that I wouldn't have had without them, and to bring that to the world to further everybody. So I'm looking forward to see you in the comments, engaging and joining into the conversation. And I will look forward to make more of these explorations. I'm super excited about it, and I will most certainly share much more in the last few days already, but it will come also in the future. So stay tuned on this content, subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel, and I will keep you up to date that way. Until next time, enjoy your day and make it your life. Bye.